Blog Talk Radio.
From the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chin.
Hey there, Race Fans. Welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Infield Chin, and you know I have another good show planned for you tonight. All right, tonight on the show, I will share what my week was like and what my weekend was like and how it all went. I'll also be speaking with Bradley Carpenter, who started out as a dedicated race fan, who wanted to turn his passion of racing into a reality by getting involved in motorsports. He did just that, and he will share his story tonight right here on the show. I can't wait to talk to him in just a little bit, but first, I really want to share what my week was like, and I'll tell you right now, it was great and full of a lot of firsts for me. And I want to give a shout-out to my new friend, Rachel Dean, who worked so hard to put the Autograph Zone's driver appearances and interviews together, and she did an excellent job. I mean, she really, really did. And I'm so glad that I had the chance to meet her and get to work with her. I really hope that I have the chance to work with her a lot more in the future. She's an amazing person, and I don't know how she got through it all and put it all together. She did a great job. So on Thursday, I was there at the Autograph Zone, Kent, on 4th and Tryon in downtown, well, uptown Charlotte, all the big buildings of the city area. I was hosting the driver autograph sessions at Beach Street. And we had over 40 or 50 drivers total show up from all different series of racing, ranging from like the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series to the NASCAR Whelen All-American Series and everything in between. And I had the chance to really connect with people that came out, and I got to introduce myself to them and introduce them to racefansrock.com. Now, before, when I mentioned that this weekend was full of firsts for me, I did something that I really never thought that I would have to do. And I got asked to sign my own hero cards for people. Let me tell you, it was really weird to sign. It's really, really weird to sign like your own hero cards. I don't even know where to begin. But I never thought that I would do that or be in the position to do that. And I was. So, I mean, it was kind of cool, you know. I got a real kick out of it. So hey, if people out there like them and they want me to sign them, not a problem. I'm happy to do it. So on Friday, I hosted the first autograph session, and at 5:30 p.m. was when I first interviewed some drivers on the big stage. I got to tell you, I was nervous, but my drivers were Ray Black Jr., Ryan Ellis, Brandon McReynolds, and 14-year-old Jake Ruggles. They were great, and we went over everything before we got on stage, so they were comfortable with the questions, and I think it went okay. Like I said, I was nervous, but I felt much better as we, you know, went along and we started talking, you know. Just when I thought, okay, great, this is going really well, it happened. I mean, let me tell you, I wanted to die. Okay, so here's what's going on. We're doing the interview. Brandon McReynolds is talking. And all of a sudden, this crazy, drunken, homeless guy runs up to the stage screaming at us to stop talking and start singing. I mean, he was loud, so loud. And you know, we all started laughing and staring at each other like, oh, my God, what do we do? I was waiting for, like, and hoping that, like, a cop would come over and, like, tackle him or get him out of the way. But nope. There were cops all over Speed Street. I've seen so many of them, but not a single one was in sight when we were on stage. I was like, really? Are you kidding me? So I just, like, motioned to the drivers, you know, to keep going as if, you know, he wasn't even there because, you know, what else can we do at this point? I couldn't go over and kick him in the head or nothing. So Brandon politely told the drunken guy, ding dong, he's like, that we would not be singing. And, you know, we all kind of laughed again at it. And finally, the guy gave up and he stormed off, you know, but we kept going. And it was quite interesting. Now, after that, we finished up the rest of the interview, and that was that. But I'm definitely thankful for my drivers for working with me. And I hope that I have more opportunities ahead of me to do some more of those kind of experiences and do some more things like that so I get better at it. And so we'll see. But yeah, the rest of the night went well, and the second wave of drivers came in to sign autographs from 7 to 9 p.m., and everyone had a great time. The Allisons were there. I mean, Ned Jarrett was there, Steve Park, Jerry Nadeau. I mean, it was so cool meeting them, and it was really, really good to see all that, such a good turnout. So yeah, thanks again to Rachel for allowing me to be a part of it. I hope to do it again next year, and I want to mention that the really awesome raffle that they have, it's still going on from Speed Street. And one very, very lucky winner will have the chance to win the Ultimate Collection. The person who wins this raffle will receive over 70-plus autographed items. Everyone from top drivers like Jeff Gordon, Dale Jr., Ryan Newman, Brian Keselowski, and some of the legends like the Allisons, Ned Jarrett, and then some. It's such a cool prize. I wish I could win it. I really, really do. Now, to get your tickets, go to the Facebook page called Autograph Zone at Speed Street, Uptown Charlotte. It costs $20 for one raffle ticket, and if you buy five tickets for $100, you will get one free ticket. So that's six chances to win this fabulous prize package that is, in all honesty, it's priceless. Now, there are only 500 tickets in total, and I know that over half of those tickets have already been sold. And that was on Friday. She told me that already half the tickets are sold. So the raffle winner will be announced on June 1st, so you still have time to get some tickets and get in there. If I were you, I'd do it right now, right after the show. The winner will be announced online and will have the prize package shipped directly to their front door. So you don't even have to be in the Charlotte area to win this amazing raffle, but you do need tickets to be in to win it. So go to Facebook and look up Autograph Zone at Speed Street, Uptown Charlotte, right now. Good luck to all those that enter, and if you are the lucky winner, let me know, and I'd love to have you on the show as my guest. All right, so on to the racetrack, Charlotte Motor Speedway. As always, I had a blast in the garages with my friends, and I got to hang out with my best friend, Rob Thompson, who came down for the races, hadn't seen him in a while. We got to the track early, as usual, and I got a good spot to park the car, and we snagged a golf cart right into the infield garages. Now, let me tell you, if you don't get a golf cart, it's a pretty long walk from the garages, from the parking lot to the garages at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Team members usually don't get to park inside the track, but a lot of golf carts were available, so it wasn't too bad, you know. And once I was in there, I started fulfilling my picture requests and questions for information that I received over the week, and it's a lot of fun to do that. And I'm really able to complete a lot of these requests a lot quicker now since, you know, everyone knows me and knows who I am, knows what I'm doing as Infill Gen, so, you know, it's all good. A friend of mine named Dan, he's now the chef at Chip Ganassi Racing, and oh my God, does he cook some good food. For the past 2 weeks, he invited me and Rob and Bob Juergens to have lunch and dinner, and we couldn't say no. But let me tell you about his sweet smashed potatoes. They were to die for, and I mean it. I love them, and they were so good. So did everyone else. He made 40 pounds of them, and I swear to you, I could have eaten all 40 pounds of them and not even blinked an eye. They were good. But I probably have to fight off quite a few of his crew members, too. Now, Dan cooks such good food for his team and his crew members, and I have no doubt he will be there for a really long time with his yummy skills. I finally got to get Dan to give me the recipe for those sweet mashed potatoes before I left the track on Sunday, so you know I'm going to be making them this week. I only hope they come out just as good as his were. But Dan's job as a chef for the team is pretty serious. He's got a strategic menu that he has to make and stick by, and he has to make sure that his food not only tastes good, but it has to be nutritious, healthy, and full of protein to feed the athletes that he's responsible for. You know, you see some of these different positions that people hold on teams, and sometimes you really don't think how much goes into that person's job. But after this weekend, I realized just how serious a job like Dan's is and what goes into it every week. It's a lot. Now, hopefully I'll get to have him on the show someday to talk to him all about it. But, Dan, if you're listening, thank you for the salad, the chicken, and everything else, especially those sweet mashed potatoes. My God, they were so good. Another really cool thing that I got to do was meet up and hang out with my buddy Willie Utes, who retired from the sport as a tire changer a few years ago. I moved back to Florida, and I hadn't seen him since, although we did keep in touch, you know, by phone and whatnot. But it was great to see him again, and we all hung out in the fan zone, which was popping out there. My God, it was really cool. I was like my own dedicated fan in the Sand Reporter this weekend. So they had this giant beer set up in the fan zone, all kinds of craft beers across America and locally too. And, you know, you were allowed to sample some or all of them if you wanted to. Now, you know, as Infill Gen, it's my job to see just how much fun is to be had outside the tracks and in the fan zone, so I did just that. I sampled the chocolate peanut butter beer, coconut beer, and a couple more. But I got to say, the nicest ones that I sampled was from the Brew Print Brewing Company out of Apex, North Carolina. We got to talking with their owner, and he told us how it all got started, and it was really cool. Their Eden Brew Scotch Ale was delicious, and they also have a brew called Pale Brew Eyes, which was a nice light beer, also very good. All their beer flavors have the word brew in it, so that's kind of like their thing, you know. I thought it was cute, and, you know, I thank them very much for, you know, their free refills. We all drink responsibly, and that's something that we always make sure we do, you know, no matter where we are, but especially at the track. I mean, it's a rule, and it's a good one for everyone to follow. So, hey, if you're at the track sampling some beverages, be responsible too, okay? Now, once we all had enough of those samples, finally went out and got myself a pair of some really cool Wiley X sunglasses. I like them a lot, and as soon as I get them filled with my prescription lenses, I'll be able to see out of them. But I had to get them. I couldn't leave them sitting on that shelf up there. So let's see. That'll be the next thing I do this week. So anyway, when we got back to the garage, I finally got to meet my web designer, David Allen. I've only worked with him for about 5 years now. He's built BrianKozlowski.com, all the different versions of my InfoGen.com website, and RaceFansRock.com. We've literally been on the phone for hours upon hours over the years, sent countless emails back and forth, text messages, you name it, and yet we never met face-to-face until Sunday. I am really, really glad that I finally met him, and I gave him a hug for everything he's done for Brian and I over the years. He's so good at what he does, and I can't thank him enough for it. So we wanted to spend most of the time brainstorming about what we were going to do next on RaceFansRock.com, and, you know, we came up with some really good stuff. So speaking of good stuff, David runs his own website called RaceGear.com, and it's a race fans dream store. We actually partnered with them for RaceFansRock.com, and it's on. And you can get to it through it through RaceFansRock, and it's all, you know, we're all connected. But there's everything on that site from diecast to T-shirts, news stories, interviews, and everything in between. So go check it out at RaceGear.com, and then join me on RaceFansRock.com. And see how this social community that's dedicated to racing and everyone in it will continue to grow in the coming weeks, months, years. Join it now and just watch it go. It's pretty cool to see more and more people join every day. And members are automatically entered into the weekly prize giveaway just for being a member. So what are you waiting for? All right, let's talk a little bit about what happened on the track this weekend. Austin Dillon got to make his famous slide in the grass when he won the Heisman 300 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. I actually had a bird's-eye view of that race, and I have to thank Pat Rogers of Speedway Harley-Davidson. The view was amazing, and the suite was incredible, overlooking Turn 1 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. I can't thank Pat enough, and next time you're in the Charlotte area, make sure you stop by Speedway Harley-Davidson and check out that showroom. You'll either leave there with a new bike, or you'll leave there drooling and need a towel. Anyway, Carl Edwards took home the hardware after Sunday's Coca-Cola 600. His crew chief, Darian Grubb, and team owner Joe Gibbs gave a great interview afterward in the media center at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And if you were not in there to hear it, don't worry, because all you got to do is go to infogen.com, go to the drop-down menu on the media tab, click on audio, and you can hear what they said. I got them all posted up there. You can also hear the post-race interviews from Greg Biffle, who was the runner-up, and Kyle Busch, who finished 11th, but he gave an overall sense of how he was feeling after the race and what it was like to be a new dad. All right. My guest tonight is someone who I have known for quite a while, and he's come a long way since then. He started out as a race fan with a dream of getting his feet wet in the sport, and he's doing a great thing that I cannot wait to be a part of. We met up at Speed Street in Charlotte and got to talking, and now I'm talking to him on the show. I'm talking about Bradley Carpenter, and I have him on the line right now. Hey, Bradley.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great.
Awesome. Did you have a good time at Speed Street?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great to go there to the autograph zone. We got several autographs, actually, for Race Vindicure, and we've been giving them away on our Twitter handle that some of the fans have already won.
Cool. Well, let's start from the beginning. Tell my listeners your story, how you got into racing. I know that you started out as a fan just like I did, but tell us how you got into racing and how you got to be where you're at right now.
So I actually used to race when I was younger. I raced when I was 5 years old in quarter midgets. Actually, the car that I used to race was Ryan Ellis's old car, so that's kind of ironic since I know you just interviewed him this weekend. Yeah. So raced that for a couple of years, and then a couple of years later, our family kind of decided to get away because it wasn't just me racing. It was also my two older sisters racing quarter midgets throughout the Northeast. So after that, I went through high school, and I joined DECA, which is a marketing association, and learned more about my interests of, you know, my entrepreneurship and really enjoying talking with people, working with people in the business side of a lot of different things. So after that, I kind of put the two and two together and wanted something that would be motorsports marketing business related. So I went on NASCAR.com one day when I was a freshman in high school and saw that Belmont Abbey College had a motorsports management program. I applied, mm-hmm. was accepted, and I just graduated from there last year, last May, with with a bachelor's degree in motorsports management. So when I got down to North Carolina, one of the things that the Abbey did for us was you were part of the North Carolina Motorsports Association. And I went to one of their socials that they had actually at Chip Ganassi Racing, and there was a flyer about Racing the Cure. And I was like, this is really interesting. I like nonprofits. I did a project in middle school about Victory Junction for 3 years and really enjoyed learning more about the nonprofit sector. And so after I learned about that, I got in contact with Racing the Cure and said, you know, I'm interested. And then from there, things have changed over the years. The original founders, their full-time jobs picked back up after the recession in 13, and I approached them last year and was like, hey, you know, you guys have this foundation, great message and mission about helping these families fighting cancer, but it also deals with racing. I would love to get involved. So they kind of said, hey, you know, we see what you're doing already, and we love what you're doing. So they kind of let me have the reins last August, and we've kind of been in a reboot for the past 8 months, and things have just been going great.
Awesome. Well, Bradley, you know, describe what Racing the Cure is all about and what, you know, what your role is actually within the organization, what you do.
Yeah, so Racing the Cure is a 501c3 nonprofit established in 2010. Racing the Cure's mission is to basically help families fighting cancer, but we focus on the non-traditional aspect of cancer help, you could say. So there's a lot of organizations and charities out there that focus on the research and the cure itself, which is awesome, and we need to find a cure. I just lost my granddad in March to prostate cancer after a 10-year battle.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm just glad he's, you know, not suffering anymore. But but as far as what Racing Cure does, we help families pay for those everyday needs. So we pay for transportation costs, rent, utilities, landscaping, tutoring services, daycare services, a lot of things that still happen on a daily basis that they need help paying for because they have to pay for treatments or other health reasons. So we try and help with that. But with Racing Cure, we're unique in the way that our fundraisers, the people who help support us, are race fans and our racers themselves. We have over 250 racers throughout the U.S. and some in Canada fundraise with us.
That's really cool. Now, Riley, how did Racing the Cure actually get started?
So in 2010, well, let me backtrack. Let's go to 2008. So Hunter Stewart was back in California, and his mom, Alicia, is a two-time breast cancer survivor now. But at that point in 2008, his mom was still fighting, and he started to put money away from his weekly savings and said, you know, for every lap I complete, I'll put this much away to help other families that are dealing with the kind of pain that his mom was doing. And so out of that inspiration, they formally founded Racing the Cure in 2010 to expand what Hunter had started there and bring it on a national scale and help, you know, dozens and hundreds of families and try and get other racers involved because cancer affects everyone. I know you and I have talked. You lost, was it your dad?
Yeah, I lost my dad. Do it.
Yeah.
It's
so it's unfortunate that it does affect everyone, but, you know, we're trying to help everyone who's dealing with it right now with their everyday needs to make life a little bit more enjoyable while they can.
That's really cool. So, really, how many cancer patients and families have you helped so far?
In general, since 2010, I would say that $30,000 has been directly given back to families. But right now we're in a reboot since August. So we sponsored 30 families for Christmas with some gifts and everything back in December. And this year is kind of all about build up our account and our bank so that way we can go full out next year and sponsor a lot of families, because we're working on partnerships with different services. So we just announced a couple weeks ago that we have our first official landscaping partner up in Maryland that we're going to directly contact about, you know, paying for services like landscaping or plowing, because they get so up there. So we'll directly pay them as far as, and they're going to help us with a little percentage discount. So we're trying to make those partnerships happen this year so that way next year we can go out there and help, you know, families that are hurting.
Oh, wow. So really, how can someone that's affected by horrible disease that cancer is connect with Race and the Cure to receive some help? Like, how can they enroll in the program?
Yeah, so if someone's been affected by cancer, they can reach out to us on our website, racingtocure.org, and that's the number 2. And then they can click our contact page and fill out the form, basically who you are, your email, and then just a little background about who you are and what your needs might be. Right now, we're not accepting or doing a lot out because, like I said, we're trying to build up that account so that way we can say, I don't want to just go to someone and say, yeah, we'll pay your rent this month, but we can't next month. So right now we kind of have a waiting list. So that way, you know, later this year we can be like, okay, we're going to take care of your rent for 5 months. So that way it's a long-term effect and not just a short, quick spurt of relief. So anyone who's interested or has they're affected or their family members have been affected, they can fill out, give us their info, so that way when we do have the opportunity, we can go, hey, you know, we would love to help you now. We've got some funds, and this is what we can do.
Nice. And what are some of the ways that funds are raised through the organization to help these families?
Yeah, so our main driven fundraising channel, you could say, is with our racers. With over 250 racers, they each have their own online donation page, which is free of charge to set up. The drivers give us all their info, their history, a profile picture, social media links, a fundraising goal, and then we build them a page, and they can then go out into their community or on their social media channels and say, hey, you know, I'm helping families fighting cancer. Please donate to my cause. So that's one of the main ways that we have a fundraising channel. Other than that, we have fundraisers at restaurants like Ruby Tuesday, Buffalo Wild Wings, that we go out during race weeks, like this past week while we were up in Concord, right near the track, and we're fundraising, and we also have merchandise we sell, and so all the proceeds from our merchandise go directly back to trying to help these families fighting cancer.
That's awesome. Now, what ways does Racing the Cure help the drivers and the teams? Because, I mean, it's kind of twofold, but how does it go back the other way? How does it help the drivers and the teams?
So what's unique about Racing the Cure is we allow our racers to select a percentage of the funds that they raise to come back to them. We can't do more than 40% per profit regulations, but drivers can select 9%, 10%, 20%, or 40% to come back to them, and that's highlighted on their donation page, so every person who donates knows this is how their money is being split. But the reason we do that is because they're helping market us, and they're helping us out, so we're going to help them on track to keep fundraising for us.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's definitely unique. It's kind of like a marketing sponsorship deal that pays as you help. So we help drivers like that, and then we also do a weekly driver spotlight, and we feature them on Fridays as a follow back. So that way, it's not just you're helping us, but we're helping promote the drivers, and we even have some tracks that partner with us, so that way we can, you know, further expand the reach and help them grow as a racer and help them reach more of an audience. So that way, if they go to a sponsor and say, hey, you know, I'm part of this nonprofit and this is what they've done, and you know, if you join me, you'll be able to get that exposure with them as well. So we understand that racers are all about, you know, seeing what's next in their lineup, and we're trying to help them as they're helping us.
Nice. Now, can anyone, like just anyone, reach out to you and join Racing the Cure if they wanted to, you know, get involved and help with the cause? And how would they do that?
Yeah, racers are feel free to register on our website. Again, it's racingtocure.org. All they have to do is hit the driver's tab and then hit the register button. But any fans that might want to volunteer with us, we are accepting volunteers right now for our future events that we're planning right now. All you have to do is go on our website again and then click the volunteer tab at the bottom, fill out some basic information, and we'll reach out to you with we're going to be in this city and state and would love to have you come help us, whether it's sell merchandise or if we're doing a 50-50 or, you know, reach out at a different event. So fans are more than welcome to sign up and volunteer with us, and you never know what possibilities can come out of that.
Absolutely. Now, what are some of the events that are coming up, like, relatively soon?
Yeah, so like I was saying a couple minutes ago, I lost my granddad earlier this year to prostate cancer. So we're having a lawnmower race back in my hometown in Howard County, Maryland, which is halfway between Baltimore and D.C. So anyone who's up in that area can join us on June 13th for the inaugural Riley Carr Memorial Lawnmower Derby. The Derby is in recognition for his passion of horse racing. But it's going to be a lawnmower race that's going to be, it's free to come, donations accepted. So we're really excited to put on this inaugural event. And, again, that's June 13th, and more details can be found on our website.
Okay.
Other than that, we've got a couple other, we'll be at Wake County Speedway in Raleigh on June 5th, and we'll be at Southern National Motorsports Park on June 27th as well.
Very cool. Now, do you have any events scheduled for any of the other NASCAR races for this year?
We're planning on doing a big campaign in October centered around breast cancer, but those details are still to be determined. But we'll be at the Ruby Tuesday here in Concord, North Carolina, again in October around the Make of America 500.
Very cool. Hopefully I can be more involved with you guys, especially by then. I'd love to, you know, try to help you guys out, you know, with what I'm doing with the team and everything. So that would be really cool. Now, for the rest of the schedule, is everything posted on the website?
Yes, yeah. All you have to do, again, is go to racingtocure.org, hit the events tab, and you'll see all of our events that the Racing to Cure is running, as well as our drivers. So today we actually have a fundraiser going up in Connecticut that's hosted by one of our Racing to Cure drivers. And so you can go on there and see if there's one in your hometown. So we've got Connecticut, California, Maryland, Tennessee. So we're all over the place this month. And
very cool.
We're really excited for what's coming up.
That sounds good. Now, aside from the racingtocure.org website, you guys on social media?
Oh, yeah. We've got you covered on that end. You can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/racingtocure. And then we're on Twitter, @racingtocure. And then we're on Instagram, @racingtocure. And we have a YouTube channel, but we're rebranding it right now. So just watch out on the website for more information on that.
That sounds great. Well, Bradley, is there anything that we didn't mention that you want to chat about?
I mean, you know, we also spotlight different cancer heroes every week. And I think this is one of our most, I would say, one of the coolest things that we do every week. And that's spotlight these cancer heroes. So this could be someone that's already passed or someone who is currently fighting or has fought and is at a remission right now. So every week we nominate and spotlight these different heroes, and they share their stories, or they're shared by someone who's close with them, whether it's, you know, a spouse or a child or someone else in their family or even their best friend. But their stories help tell other people inspiration to keep fighting, or even if you don't even have cancer, but their inspiration is just amazing to watch these strong people fight, and or have they fought, you know, what got them through the day or what helped. And so we would love to have more nominations come in. All you have to do, again, is go to our website, click on Heroes, and then just fill out the nomination tab, and we'll spotlight someone else every week.
That's really cool. I'm definitely going to do everything I can to promote you guys on all my channels, and I'll post you guys up on my website as well. That's really cool because, you know, of course I'd like to nominate my dad. You know, my mom actually is a breast cancer survivor. She had that a couple of years ago. Cancer is pretty big, you know, in my family, and it kind of hits home too close, you know? So,
right.
I definitely want to do what I can to get involved with you guys if you'll have me. So, sounds good. Well, definitely check out racefansrock.com and put a page up on there, and then we can start promoting it on Race Fans Rock as well. That site's going really well, and a lot more people are spending a lot of time on it. I mean, a lot. So we've got some good things coming up for that. I think it's going to be pretty popular real soon. So definitely get on there, and we can, you know, I'll continue to post stuff about you guys on Facebook and all my other social sites too. But, yeah, I definitely want to do what I can to help you guys out. So
That would be awesome, Jen.
That would be great. That sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you for coming on the show. I'm glad I ran into you at Speed Street, and I'm glad that you came on the show tonight. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, and we'll do some good stuff together.
Sounds great.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hey. Wow. I really think that Racing the Cure is definitely something that I can get behind wholeheartedly, and I'm hoping we can really work all that out sooner rather than later. You know, as you know, my dad passed from cancer last year in February, and it really, really sucks not having him here. So I still go for the phone, wanting to call him when I have a question or I need advice on something. And, you know, it's hard when I realize that, you know, I can't make that call and I'm dialing his number. So, you know, it's things like that really bug me and it gets to me. So now if I can do something to help someone else that's suffering from cancer, I do it in a heartbeat. I don't know if you guys saw the video I made last week, but I just became a bone marrow donor to help delete blood cancer. My dad didn't have that. He had what was called cholangiocarcinoma. I don't know. Anyway, but I was watching GMA a few weeks ago, and Bradley Cooper, the actor, was on. There was a young man who I think his name was Anthony, which probably why it got to me a little bit more than my dad's name was Anthony, but you know, he was on there and they were talking about, you know, becoming a donor and things like that. Well, becoming a donor is something that I can do. And if I'm a match, I can potentially save that person's life and that family won't have to know, you know, what it's like to live without their loved one around. And they won't have to go, you know, and grab the phone like I do only to realize that, you know, they can't make that call. So it sucks. So I went online to deletebloodcancer.org and I ordered a kit. I got the kit in the mail, and I made the video of how easy it is to become a donor so that hopefully other people can say, hey, you know, that looks like it's easy, and I'll do the same thing. Well, they sent me two cotton swabs, and I rubbed them on the inside of my cheeks for 30 seconds at a time. I put them back in the wrapper, and I mailed them back in the postage paid envelope. It was simple and easy to do. I guess now I just wait and see if I hear from them and find out if I'm a match for someone. If I am, I hope that I get to meet that person when they get well, and I want to meet their family too, and I would love to bring them out to a NASCAR race, and hopefully they're already NASCAR fans, which would be great, but I wouldn't mind turning them into fans if they aren't, so we'll see. You know, and hey, if you want to see that video that I made and see how easy it is to actually become a registered bone marrow donor, then go to YouTube, search for my Infield Gen channel, and watch that video. Please go to deletebloodcancer.org. and get your free kit. You really can save someone's life. Okay, I got to move on. Since I technically was my own dedicated fan in the stands reporter for the past couple weeks at Charlotte, I want you to know that I do have a couple of them for Dover. My dedicated fan in the stands reporter program is still in effect, and it's still going really strong. So if you want to be one of my future dedicated fan in the stands reporters at an upcoming NASCAR race this year, connect with me and tell me which race you're planning on going to and give me your reasons on why I should pick you, and maybe I will. If I do, I will send you some garage passes and send you to the track on a mission. As you know, you will be helping me and a lot of other race fans stay updated all weekend long while you have the best time that you've ever had at the racetrack. I promise you that. Now let's pay some bills. It's time for me to give a shout-out to my sponsor, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals and businesses improve their quality of life and grow their business. They've been a huge supporter of this Race Fans Rock radio show, InfieldGen.com, and a strong supporter of Brian Keselowski Motorsports. And they are a huge supporter of RaceFansRock.com, our social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. Well, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped so many of their clients achieve the life that they've always wanted, and they have provided them with the peace of mind with the kind of financial stability that they were looking for. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, can help you live the good life, too. For more information and to schedule your consultation, visit www.highlandwealthny.com. Do it now, and that's highlandwealthny.com. And if you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area or surrounding areas, and your house is a mess, if it's a disaster, whatever, if it's horrible, you don't want to clean it, don't worry. Just call Tate's Cleaning Services, and they will get your home or office back in tip-top shape, smelling great in no time at all. There is absolutely no job that they can't handle. It's not too big, it's not too small, and it's not too disgusting. Trust me. I keep telling you, I am talking from experience here. With 3 basset hounds, things get pretty dirty and stinky pretty quickly. My hound dogs, they're not low, they only look low maintenance. They're lazy, but they are high maintenance dogs, man, and they can stink you out in a minute. But I still love them. So does Brian. But Tate's Cleaning Services is fully licensed and insured, and they clean residential homes and commercial buildings and offices. You can find them on Facebook / Tate Cleaning Services, that's TATES Cleaning Services, or email them at NorthCarolinaMade@gmail.com. You can even give them a call at 763-269-1919. Just tell them Phil Jen sent you, you'll get a discount, okay? They are really good at what they do, and you will not be disappointed with their results. But yeah, tell them I sent you because you'll get a discount. Okay, anyway. So I've been talking and explaining about my new awesome social media community called RaceFansRock.com. And all I want to know is, have you joined RaceFansRock.com yet? I'm telling you, it's good on there, and I don't know what the hell you're waiting for. So sign up, okay? RaceFansRock.com is my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. I've said it a million times. We've combined the best features of popular social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We've smushed it all into one social community. And it's dedicated to all things racing. Get in on it now and watch it grow. Excuse me. We're doing things with it every week, like giving away cool prizes weekly, and we have a lot more to come. Excuse me. One thing we are specifically working on this week is posting photos on the mobile version. Currently, it's only allowing me to upload one picture at a time. Well, that's not going to fly with me because I post millions of pictures all weekend long. Well, not millions, but you get the drift. And I post them all the time. And I need my social community to keep up with me and all I do so that I know it will keep up with you and all you do. So that's something specific that we're working on. The Facebook and Twitter integration are complete. So now when you connect to your Facebook account and Twitter account to RaceFansRock.com and you want to post something like a status, you can post directly to Facebook and Twitter at the same time. It's so cool, and it really works because I have tested it over and over and over again. Plus, you can physically connect your Twitter account to RaceFansRock. We've actually taken it one step further with Twitter. Now, once you do that and you connect your account to RaceFansRock, you'll see a little Twitter tab on your homepage, and it's your Twitter feed. Click on that tab. Your Twitter feed comes up right on RaceFansRock.com. And you can tweet directly from RaceFansRock, you can favorite a tweet from RaceFansRock, you can quote and retweet from RaceFansRock, and it will all post to Twitter from RaceFansRock. It's cool, man. I'm telling you, it's really cool. We have not received a single complaint about the site, and everyone who joined it really, really loves it. But by far, I'm telling you, my favorite thing about the site is the individual live chat rooms for every driver in the top 3 series and then some. That's right, you heard me right. I have them set up for every driver in the NASCAR Sprint Cup, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series. I even have a few ARCA drivers in there and K&N. So after you become a member, click on the chat tab. You'll see where it says Browse Chat Room. Click on that, and then look for your favorite driver's name. Just click on his or her name, and boom, you're in their room. And you can instantly connect with other race fans that like the same driver as you do. And you never know when that driver will actually pop in there to chat with his or her fans live in real time. It's really cool, and I've gotten great feedback from it. The goal is to build a one-stop social media shop for everyone to stay up to date with everything and everyone in racing, all in one awesome site, and that site is RaceFansRock.com. And so far, so good. It's really coming together nicely, and I know you're going to love it as much as I already do. Now, I'll tell you this. I checked everything right before we started the show. As of right now, we have 172 members right now on there, and they are really enjoying it because with just those 172 people, to be exact, we have 88,303 interactions and page hits on the site. Okay, I checked the stats just before I started this show because I wanted to get those numbers. We launched this version of Race Fans Rock about a month and a half ago, and that is a big number for a month and a half. So I'm really happy, and the fans who already joined Race Fans Rock are really enjoying the site because those numbers tell me that those people are staying on Race Fans Rock, and they're coming back very, very often, which is awesome. Now, you know, from all those hits and interactions, we only had one ding-dong idiot, whatever you want to call him, come on the site and make a really rude comment about a driver a couple weeks ago. But in a way, it was good because it let us know that the security system was working, and we quickly removed that comment, and we let the person know that those kind of postings will not be tolerated on the racing community at all. So far, we haven't had any other issues like that, but I can tell you this, if we were to have more issues, and if it was from the same person, we have the ability to remove not only the negative and crude comments that you can report, but we have the ability to remove that person and their account from the site altogether. I have a three-strike policy rule, and once anyone gets three strikes, they are out. Now, hopefully, I won't have many issues like that. I'm promoting a fun site for fans, drivers, teams, media. I want them everybody to come there, share all things racing. You know, it's all positive. And, you know, we have kids that come on there, 14 and up. I don't want them to be feel alienated or anything, so I want it's got to be a good, positive site. So anyway, so still on the agenda of things to come for racefansrock.com is the classified section, which will have an eBay kind of feel to it so that it's familiar and people can use it easily. Race fans will be able to buy and sell everything from their racing memorabilia to their motorhomes. Now, there's a lot more in the cards for the site, but I'm not going to give it all away. But what you're going to have to do to find out about it is join racefansrock.com today. So do it now. Signing up is easy, and best of all, it's free. You can customize your profile however you'd like it. Add a cover picture, add a profile picture, add tons of pictures, blog posts, videos, pictures. I mean, there's nothing that you can't do on it. So what are you waiting for, huh? Do it, and I will see you there. Make sure you add me as a friend, too, and you can have as many friends as you want on there. Unlike some other social sites who limit you, with racefansrock.com, the sky's the limit, so be friends with everyone if you want. And I want to give a shout-out to Connie Rodriguez, who was the winner of the Weekly Member of the Week contest. She was automatically entered into our weekly contest just for joining racefansrock.com. And so were a lot of other people who joined last week. It was pretty cool. Now, Connie won a T-shirt from her favorite driver, courtesy of our partner site, racegear.com, which I spoke about before. So she'll be getting, she will be receiving that T-shirt very, very soon. Now, racegear.com, like I said, they have everything that you could think of that a race fan would want, so go to racegear.com and get yourself some cool stuff. Next week's winner could be you, but you got to join racefansrock.com to be eligible. Next week, I'm giving away a genuine autographed Ned Jarrett hero card to a lucky random member. So good luck to all those that join because Ned Jarrett is he's a legend, man, and so the autograph is real because I got it from him myself. So I'm telling you it's real. All right, moving on. As you know, I've been posting updates about Brian and his brand-new ARCA car. Well, the car is ready to see the track. Beautiful. And it's been a long process building this race car, but it looks amazing. Hopefully it won't take us too much longer to find the funds that we need to get Brian and our car on the track. Now, we're working with some people that are trying to help us find those funds. And, hey, if you are listening and if you are part of the motorsports marketing industry, connect with me as soon as you can, and maybe we can work together. All inquiries will be answered directly by me, and I can be reached at infieldgen@gmail.com. And with that said, I'm always looking for sponsors, with or without the help of a marketing company. And if any of my tuned-in listeners tonight want to get their feet wet in the sport as a sponsor, I want you to know that in addition to just having a decal on a car or a patch on Brian's uniform, we're offering very attractive packages that include representation on both BrianKozlowski.com and infieldgen.com. Exclusive social media awareness that includes Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, and more, as well as live commercials right here on this show. You can even include some VIP experience passes to the ARCA race and or to a NASCAR Spring Cup Series race of our sponsor's choice, then that'll put you right up front, close and personal to all the drivers that you love. So, no matter which way you look at it, it's a really great opportunity for you to get the word out about your business, your product, your brand. And if you want to make an announcement like happy birthday, happy anniversary, will you marry me, whatever, and use our car and our team as a vessel to do that, let me know and I'll make it happen for you so that it's extra special. So connect with me for more information about it if you'd like. InfieldGen@gmail.com. Also, my InfieldGen fan sponsorship is in full swing, and it's so cool. I'm turning race fans into sponsors every day, and I can do it for you. It's affordable. So I bet you didn't know that you could be considered a team sponsor for as little as $100. I'm serious, $100. Well, you'll receive a VIP pass to a NASCAR Spring Cup race of your choice for any of the remaining 2015 NASCAR season races. Now, for more information, go to www.infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. I have it all written out, and I've posted a list of commonly asked questions, so you have all the information you need to make an informed decision. Now, after you read through all of it, the only thing you have to do next is contact me and tell me when, that's right, when I can make you a team sponsor, too. That's infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. And if you actually, or if you go to infieldgen.com and you scroll down on the homepage, you'll see the fan sponsorship advertising box on the right. You can click it, and it'll take you straight to that page, too. So it's really easy. Go check it out, and I'm telling you, you never knew how easy it was to become a team sponsor, which will allow you to have the best time you've ever had at the racetrack. I customize packages as well, so if you want to see your logo on a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series car, I can make that happen for you, too. It might cost a little more than $100, but we worked that out. Okay, so now that Speed Week and Charlotte Motor Speedway is over and in the rearview mirror here, we're looking forward to mixing it up with the Monster this coming weekend at Dover International Speedway. Now, I won't be there this weekend, and that's really unfortunate because I used to go to Dover all the time when I lived in New York City, and it would be great to get back there and see so many of the friends that I made up there at that Speedway so many years ago. Like, I know a bunch of the security guards. I mean, I know tons of people that work there. It's pretty cool. So it's a full weekend of racing, including all three of the top series, NASCAR Sprint Cup, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. They're all racing there this weekend. So let's get started on who's in it and who's driving what. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series has 45 cars on the entry list for Sunday's FedEx 400 benefiting Autism Speaks at Dover International Speedway. We have Jeff Green in the number 30 car, Mike Liss in the number 32, Brian Scott in the number 33, Travis Quappel in the number 39, and everybody else in the car that you know that they're in. Now, teams that are not entered into this weekend's race is the number 21, 25, and 95. The race is set to start on Sunday, May 31st at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1. There are 38 cars on the NASCAR Xfinity Series entry list for the Buckle Up 200 at Dover International Speedway. Some notables are B.J. McLeod is back in the Rick Ware Racing car in the number 15. Jeff Green is staying in the number 19 for TriStar. Matt Kenseth will be in the number 20 car for Joe Gibbs Racing. Ryan Blaney remains in the Penske number 22. Townley will be in the number 25. C.J. Faison, that's a cool name, he'll be in the number 26 for JGL. Austin Dillon will pilot the number 33 for RCR, his grandpa. Brendan Poole will be back in the number 42. Eric Jones will drive the number 54 for Joe Gibbs Racing, excuse me. Jamie Dick will handle the number 55. Casey Kane will be in the number 88 for Junior Motorsports. Casey Kane lovers are going to like that one. Morgan Shepherd is entered in his number 89. Eric Amarola is set to drive the number 98. The race is set to start on Saturday, May 30th at 2:30 p.m. on Fox. That's pretty cool. Heading over to the Camping World Truck Series. There are 34 trucks on the entry list for Friday's Lucas Oil 200 at Dover International Speedway. We'll have Cole Custer in the number, he'll be in the 00 car. Caleb Rourke in the 0. Brian Ellis will be in the number 1, and he's one of the drivers that I interviewed this past weekend at Speed Street. Really cool guy, so I hope he does really well, and you guys should check him out and root for him. John Hunter Nemechek, who I also had the pleasure of meeting, he'll be driving the number 8 truck for his name, Cole Motorsports, his dad. Really nice kid, and definitely check him out, too. Ryan Blaney will be in the number 29. Travis Quappel will be in the number 50. Daniel Suarez in the number 51. Kyle Martell in the 59. Austin Hill in the 82. Timmy Hill in the 94. And I do not believe that they are related. Austin Hill, Timmy Hill. Anyway, Jesse Little will be in the number 97. The race is set to start on Friday, May 29th at 5:30 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Now, you know, if you're not at the track this weekend and if you're not able to catch the action on Fox or Fox Sports 1, or even if you are, you are more than welcome to join me. Grab a seat on my social sofa in my very own live social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. You'll be able to chat with me and others live, directly, in real time, and you'll be able to do that all race long. Now, since I won't be at the track this weekend, I will be accessible, and I will stay connected to everyone online. Just grab yourself a beverage, some snacks, and a seat, and let's watch the best drivers in the world do what they do best. Keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. Find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing Infield Jen in the search box, and add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InfieldJenFanpage and facebook.com/RaceFansRock. Follow me on Twitter at InfieldJen. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, and more as InfieldJen. But I'm going to tell you right now, while I'm still going to be active on those sites, I'm going to be really active on RaceFansRock.com going forward. So make sure to visit my website, InfieldJen.com, on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results, practice results, all kinds of stuff, new blog posts, cool stories, and my high-speed headlines. Check out my team press releases that I post up and more. So, like I said, check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's right there on InfieldGen.com. Then, don't forget to click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some InfieldGen gear. Pretty cool stuff on there. We got everything from bumper stickers to T-shirts and even a coffee mug. I love my coffee. Now, I'm also working with RaceGear.com on creating an official, really cool InfieldGen T-shirt, a koozie, and a hat, which will be available, you know, soon. So, check that out. Now, it looks like I got somebody on the line. I wasn't expecting this, but let's see who's on the line. Maybe it's a cool race fan.
Hi,
hey,
Jen,
Paul, you're on the line.
Hi, Jen, it's
hey, Nick.
Nick. I'm your face fan reporter for Dover.
What's up? You're calling a week early. You didn't even have all the fun yet. What's up?
I just want to call and say thank you for picking me for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you had a, you know, I looked at your pictures. You looked like you had a really good time. I was like, okay, he's going to be good. I know you're going to be good. So, yeah, save the thanks until next week because I want you to have a really good time. And then tell me, you know, tell me
wait.
All about that. It's going
to
be good.
I cannot wait. But I just want to call and say thank you and look forward to talking to you next week.
I look forward to talking to you, too. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Yep. All right. Oh, that was really cool. He's going to have a great time out there. Well, I am out of time for tonight's show. I want to thank my guest, Bradley Carpenter, for coming on to talk with me about racingmature.org. Please go check that out and help him out. I want to thank Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for their continued support, Tate's Cleaning Services for helping me keep a clean home, and to all you guys who tuned in. I hope you guys out there all enjoy this weekend's races at Dover International Speedway. I can't wait to see all the pictures and fun everyone at the racetrack will have this weekend. And send it to me, and I'll post it up on InfieldGen.com under the Fan Central section. My dedicated fan in the stand reporter for the entire weekend is Nick Graff, and he's just called in. So, Nick, you're going to have a great time. Congratulations once again to Connie Rodriguez, winner of my RaceFansRock.com weekly Lucky Member Prize giveaway. She won the T-shirt of our favorite driver, and next week it could be you that wins that genuine Ned Jarrett autographed hero card. But only if you join me on RaceFansRocks.com. I'll get to do this again next Tuesday night, and I hope you tune in for that one, too. You guys have a great week out there, and I'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRocks.com tonight.